it's never been handicapped. Mr. Fink's bill's passed. You can't raise bills, stay at three.
Put a probability of passing.
Right. Yeah, well, you can crank that in the computer too. Got a 40-60 chance.
And I trust Bill is going to use this year.
Senate, Judiciary Committee?
Mm-hmm.
Chance?
Zero.
I'm listening.
Didn't want to keep you awake, Bob.
Well, it's very hard to listen to all this stuff about computers.
Mr. Chair. Well, you know, it seems sort of strange to me that we get this for $18,900. And how much does the machine cost?
Well, that's part of the cost is the leasing of the computer time. The state charges by the central processing unit time. And that's part of that $8,200 figure that you see in computer time. That includes computer time and form for key punching of the information.
Well, the only thing I'm wondering is the average person getting, I know John will have to put another man on payroll, but what do you think is getting here?
They're all in the 20s.
Well, I thought he answered the question, they didn't need additional staff. Wasn't that his answer?
That was my answer,
well,
Mr.
Yes.
Chairman, in the respect that let's add a few minutes on to the time it takes to produce any given bill.
Overall,
it would take us longer if you added a staff member.
Let's get the concept first. What was your question, John? What's your...
Never mind. It would take an extra staff member. Not get ourselves on.
Well, so what?
It's cranked in there, and that $4,000 is going to put it that way.
Nobody works for $4,000.
Well, it's only a 90-day period of time. You know, you're not stopping somebody's going to be on year-round.
Well, if I could go on with that, do you hire people on like a 90-day extension, or are your people...
Only the temporary employees.
And they consist of what? Secretaries, etc.
Secretaries, your AAs, your pages, all the people.
But the permanent staff, which would actually be doing this work, would be on a year-round basis.
Yes.
John, may I ask Joe, what we're going to see at 3 o'clock is it going to essentially be the same as what we're going to do?
No, it's not. This system doesn't exist in the state. What you're going to see is a use of an online computer system, namely the police department use. But the same, what I wanted to get a feel of was the ease by which you ask questions and the rapidness by which you get answers and the type of information you get just because it's on a computer. It's very, very rapidly. Also, the age is filed.
What we have Don Smith to hear from after Joe's through on the same topic.
And if you put the stuff in, it's sure great to get it out. If it's in there, you know. Like I've watched this police system work where they put a license number in, you know, and the girl turns the machine, you know, types and stops. Honest to God, it was right back. You know, tells you if there's anything, if it's a stolen car, the guy's name is wanted for a felony, all that stuff. You know, back to Washington, see him back.
Well, it basically save the time to spend searching now.
Well, not only that, but you can search and not find. If you've got a quality control point, that is, if you can control the input, and your input in it is good, precise, and professional, then everything that follows beyond that is in order to your benefit. In other words, if you know, the machine spits it out as it was put in, and you can focus on, if there's an error, you know exactly where the error occurred. Now you kind of muddle through. You don't know what amendments the Senate HEW committee put on my bill that went over there, and now it's in finance, and so you scurry around and and kind of by hook or by crook, find out what condition the bill is in. This would eliminate that. You'd hit the button, and hopefully you'd have, right up to the minute, the complete history and status changes of the bill, and you'd know, you know. And it wouldn't be up to you to do the research, because everybody can, you know, can miss on that.
In the report there, there's an example of North Carolina's instructions there. It's on figure one there, about halfway through. These are the instructions that they put on the computer, and the person wanting to use the computer walks up, reads the instructions, and types in a few letters and numbers and pushes two buttons and gets his information. Figure one. There's two those are the instructions of how to operate an online computer system for this purpose.
Well, I'm sure we could afford to have somebody man the machine.
You might have the public one manned so that the kid's ice cream phone doesn't.
That's right.
Drop in there. Or you could, the public one was manned. The other ones would be in the clerk's offices so that only certain people will have access to those, like legislators.
Some of those have ice cream phones too.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Joe. Let's hear from Don Smith now.
Jake, it's not going to take so long to find out who's sitting on your head and where.
Council, I appreciate the chance to also talk to you, and I commend Joe on the presentation he's made. I personally think that some of the things that you've been told today are been glossed over a little bit in the attempt to just a few minutes and try to explain data processing. I, for one, don't think it can be done quite as cheap as Joe has put down, because as I did in my presentation, I'll kind of explain some of the things that I've done in relative to legislative data processing. For example, in order to have an online system, you have to devote a core area, whether it be an IBM disk loaded up with all this data sitting there just waiting for the minute that Mr. Lertonen wants to access a particular bill. And these particular units are rather expensive. And so if you're going to devote basically one drive just to legislative reporting, that's a factor that you know could be a little more expensive than people would think. I also think that the expense of drafting this thing is going to be higher than what you think. And also I think there are going to be more people than what has been explained. But I'd like to briefly just kind of give you a synopsis. I feel like a broken record in some respects, but I've been before you, I think, three times talking about data processing, you know, in the way of by using computers. But 3 years ago, when I got the idea, or I've had the idea for 5 years, but when I decided I wanted to get into legislative reporting, I had a program written. I had the thing placed on an IBM Model 40 computer, Model 360, Model 40. And it was a complete system designed by myself as far as the input, the data, and so forth. But I kept track of basically everything. I put in the basic information. I showed how everyone could vote, how you voted in the committee, and all the various things, and we would get a printout. And they're fantastic. 1,100 lines a minute, stuff comes spinning out of the machine. You can get just almost anything that you're talking about. But what I found out initially was that I'd spent $7,000 to develop the program, and that I was spending $500 a week to get the thing coming out of the other end. And I couldn't afford it on the limited number of clients that I had without just raising the price out of sight and not being in a competitive position. Nobody seemed to want the detail. That was the other thing that I discovered. I could go in and pull every vote that Dick Rebay ever made during that legislature and give you, you know, bill numbers and the whole bit, how we voted in the committee, but nobody really wanted to pay for that kind of information at the time. So I had to drop in that. So what I did is I went to a manual system the second year, and I tried to duplicate as best I could. The problem I had was that I lost my cross-indexing, and I lost my indexing, this type of thing, because I just couldn't manually do it. I mean, it's an impossible tool when you're cross-referencing, say, five different categories in a bill. It's just manually, it gets very difficult. So my report this
second year, in my opinion, was very poor. Last year, through the urging of some members in the Budget and Audit Committee that were interested in seeing some legislative data processing take place on fiscal matters, I went again and met with them and developed what I consider a more basic computer system. And this particular system, I spent in the neighborhood of $1,500 to $2,000 developing it. This does not count my time. So I'm talking about cost to get the program written. And the basic system then was costing me about $250 to $300 a week in order to print out. Now, these were the reports I was putting on your desk last year. Showed each of your bills, where you were prime sponsor, the committees, what bills were in each committee during that particular week. And then the basic synopsis of each bill every week. It showed this, the status of. Now, this was a very abbreviated system. This didn't show how every man voted. It didn't show what happened in committee. It just said that it went to Health and Social Services Committee on a certain date. It reported out do pass, do not pass, or whatever, and then went to this next committee. But it kept a chronological sequence. And then I used my legislative report in order to give you the detail. How did Representative McVeigh vote on a particular bill in committee and this type of thing, or how did he vote on the floor? And I felt then, because I really couldn't justify a more expensive system, but that was the best of both worlds. I could give you the detail and at the same time the indexing concepts and what's the status of Mr. Lectoman's bills that he's introduced so far this session, and where are they and what committee? Quick reference to them. Now, that kind of data, the basic record of location of legislation by committee, the record of each legislative bills, the indexing, the legislation by statute report, which I was also producing, were a product of this basic system. Well, now that there seems to be a little more interest in data processing, I began to do some investigating, as Joe has done. And what I did is I made an analysis of the states in the lower 48 that are doing legislative data processing. As he mentioned, we're one of about four or five that really only do payroll on computer. The rest of these states have considerable applications. I'm just going to read briefly some of the things that are done around the country. The most used system around the country is what's called bill status or history, what I've done. Gives you just a basic system. How elaborate, of course, is how you want to develop it. The next most used system would be status of bill by author, which I do, status of bills in committee, again, what I do. Then they got into things like bill drafting and statutory retrieval. Mammoth system. These things cost just hundreds of thousands of dollars to develop, because what you're talking about then is putting in the memory of your computer your statutes. And then if you want to refer to 2910030, you push that the button, and out comes that portion of what you want, and then you can draft a bill by it, or you can make your amendments to update your code. So that's some of the next. Then they do things like preparation of journal, roll call retrieval, printing of bills, and so forth. These are very few states do this. One, maybe some cases four, roll call retrieval is four. I even had roll call retrieval in my initial program when I wrote it the first time. Now, I'm going to just deviate a second here, show you something. You can look at it later, but I got interested and I tried to find out the states that I thought really had some pretty sophisticated systems. So I sent to one of them, which was Florida, and they have terminals. Matter of fact, they have terminals on the floor of each house, and I forget what else, but they have a fairly sophisticated system. These are the printouts that they produce. And much to my surprise, it's not much different than what I was doing last year on my little basic system. It gives generalities as to what's going on. The only thing they're doing different is they're doing that daily process. In other words, it's going in the same time as getting a daily update. By the way, something that I could do, if all I'd have to do is say contract with you to put my system on a state computer and we just do it up like that every day. But anyway, just to give you an idea now what some of these states have spent to develop these systems. The state of Washington spent $872,000 to develop their system. The state of Pennsylvania spent $670,000 to develop the system. The state of Nebraska, $233,000. The state of Illinois, $350,000. Colorado, $340,000. Connecticut, $275,000. Florida spent $90,000. Georgia, $47,000. Indiana, $25,000. Maryland, $18,000. And so forth. And there's North Dakota with $19,000. And Oklahoma with $12,000. Most of these systems that are just the basics, they're just $12,000, they went online with one thing. Basically the history thing. And I could go on, I've got other states here, but some of the states that are rather sophisticated have spent, you know, very, very many dollars in order to put the thing together. And it's my understanding, and it's been a long time since I saw the facts, but I think the state of Washington spends $2 million annually on to keep their system running, but it does everything. Okay, now, as Joe mentioned, you know, what do you want to do if you're interested in data processing? You can do something like I did for $7,000 or for $3,000, develop a very basic system, and then build on a piecemeal, add a little something here next year and add something on the next year and so forth. Or you can go full bore and you can go into terminals and have all these things, you know, coming out, say with the exception of statutory retrieval and field drafting, but you can get into a fairly good sized system. Of the two, I favor the beginning, the simplified form, where you actually go in with a little less than what you might want and build on it for 2 or 3 years and then ultimately have, you know, this kind of system. With that concept, I think then you could still resort to some of the detail being on a printed page and maybe not instantaneous coming to the computer. That, eventually you start loading core up, start costing money. And this stuff can be done, as you know, on a state computer, you know, on a daily basis. Input by these terminals, by the way, what I understand, I am not a programmer, I have a data processing background, but it's expensive and it's time consuming. So it's a poor way of putting data on, which I have a central key punch room, and you've got to key punch your data, feed it to the computer so many times a day, access your data by these video units, but the input, I think, is not really the right way, in my opinion. But as I said, I think you ought to go into it on a little slower basis and develop a good system. And then as you need, get into something bigger by just adding to your system. Now, I talked with Mr. McVeigh and Senator Miller and others, I've been before you a lot of times. And I think I'm smart enough to see the handwriting on the wall. The Legislative Reporting Services, as it's known today, and as I'm doing it, as Mrs. Hansen's doing it, are going to be out the window in not too many years, this afternoon or 1st of June, but, you know, it's come to an end. And so I anticipated this and felt that in my background, having been a legislator, having written programs and having written data processing, and actually worked on it, that I would be a logical person to actually handle the study that might be necessary to go into the legislative data processing program. And if I were to sit down and tell you what I think you ought to do, I really think you ought to make a fairly good examination of the other states. And I think someone ought to go and visit Florida, or I think someone ought to go to North Dakota, and maybe California. Sit down with their data processing people. Because most of these states will sit, you can sit down, and they'll say, fine, now what part of your program, or our program, would you like to have? And they'll give you a computer tape with the already written programs. Now, it's my feeling that through an analysis, say this summer and fall, that a report should be ready for you in this fall, where you could actually say the state of Georgia has a beautiful system, it could be adapted, and they'd let you know you have it for basically next to nothing. It'll fit on the model IBM Model 40 in June or Model 50.
Well, isn't the state of Washington one of the most advanced?
Yeah, it is, but it just depends. You know, there's most of these states. For example, here's something that I've been the Bible for me in studying this thing, the survey of the use of electronic data processing by state legislatures. And every state is in here, tell you exactly what they're doing, how much it costs, and who their people are. And I just feel really, before you try to develop your own like I've done, and just experimented, and thought you had everything, and found out you missed here and there, would be to zero in on 6 or 8 of the states and sit down with these people and say, okay, now what are your problems? We got this kind of system in Juneau. We've got this capability for terminal and line charges. We can get up to Anchorage and Fairbanks and give people of Alaska and the legislature a real good system. But I really, with my own experience of having had 2 programs put together, I really believe that that's the approach that ought to be taken. I think it's great that you're thinking about it now, but I really think you ought to look at it from that aspect and sit down with these guys that are doing this type of thing in these other states, because I worked right with them for several years, and the one thing I found out was that the tendency is to underestimate the costs and the marvelous things you're going to get out of computers and the savings you're going to get. In almost in every case, it costs more money, and you didn't get as much as you thought, and you got to add more people, the savings really weren't there. And so it's not something you should step into just super late. I think you should go in it on a gradual stage and do this sort of thing. Now, like I said, I feel I've got that kind of background and could do that kind of service to the council and the legislature. And really believe you could have something online on a daily basis in June of this next session. But believe me, I think it's got to be taken care of. And I just should rush into it.
Mr. Chairman.
Jay.
There's one thing, and I don't know how to express myself like this, but it's always going to concern me, and this is about the activities so far. So it's theoretical concern. That is, in the political arena, I feel anything that the state or anything that we pay for it should probably remain entirely with the legislators, do with what they may, but should not be a subsidiary of a public enterprise. Part worries me about too much, getting too much in depth with somebody that is directly responsible. And I don't want to help pay to subsidize development of something that is that can be used for information purposes very easily, a fingertip to someone who doesn't really want to go in and probe and dig for the journals or probe and dig for it. But if Tom Fink wants to send a candidate for the information available to him as a legislator, that's beside him. Worries me that it'll be extremely easy for non-governmental agencies and non-legislative agencies and non-legislators and so on to get in and get very easily retrievable facts and background information about particular candidates' activities, particular legislative activities, and so on, which is sort of a step from right now.
I don't understand the word activities. If you know, the public's entitled to know what your legislative votes are. We're not programming an AGIS concept here. We're programming what bill was introduced, what day was it, how it was amended, and perhaps who voted how on it.
I'll give you an example.
Very well. I understand that that's what we are doing, but I don't think. Don is in the public arena and the private arena at this point. That's fine. He chose to work for the legislature in development. That's good. We're really happy to have him. Very qualified. I'm not certain the two should dovetail together unless we have a distinct separation. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I haven't made really a proposal as to exactly how it might be done, because I can see the handwriting on the wall, and I'll be very frank with you. The legislative account is my biggest commercial account in that. I move it to combined state agencies in my second, and then it's Atlantic Richfield and this company, this bank, and so forth, to take my services. But you see, I don't think, number one, you're going to develop a system right off the bat that's going to have everything. It's going to show that amendment. It's going to show that, detailed voting committee. Now, what Jay was talking about, I'll go back to that too far to get. The one thing that I did 3 years ago that could have been damaging to some of you was that I did keep track because of the way I was able to code. Committee activity. If Jay didn't show up to the resource committee meeting that afternoon when they took action on House Bill 39, he was recorded as not present. So I could have, if I wanted to, pulled out a special reports. Let me see the percentage of bills that Senator Petula just didn't bother to show up in committee on, that type of thing, which could be embarrassing. But that's the only thing in my system that I ever had that I could have really bothered anybody with, and I never did it anyway. But I did.
Oh, I know you did.
I did keep track that way, just for my own records, so I could show if I was president or there.
I don't think that's bad.
Some people think it is.
I think the abuse of information is bad, but to have the information, I don't necessarily think it's bad. But to take roll calls in committees. Yeah.
Some express
concern.
But I don't think that the overall system ought to be jeopardized by fears that the system will also disclose inefficiency or whatever on the part of the individual member. I don't think it has to be like that.
Well, I would be very willing to sit down and work with John or the Governmental Affairs Committee or anybody in council that might be appointed to run this type of investigation. I made my services available, and I'm totally, willing to commit myself to some kind of an approach where after several years, I'm totally phased out of private, just doing something for the legislature or just helping get it started and take my lumps. But, I'm smart. smart enough to see down the road that if I don't have you and I don't have a state of Alaska to help and pay some of my printing bills and all the other expenses that I have to develop my reports, I'm out of business anyway. And I really would like to see the legislation into data processing, because it's a tool that you're going to find is just a, it's unreal what you'll be able to do with it as far as keeping track of things and seeing things. But my only caution is, you don't want to rush into it pell-mell and think you're going to get an awful lot of things, and then suddenly find out it cost you a lot more and you didn't get everything you wanted. It's just something you have to be very careful with. Because I've done it. I spent a lot of money developing something. Matter of fact, last year, again, being very candid, I felt that I was going to be able to convince council to take portions of my legislative computer system, which is never intended to be part of my report except for indexing, and pick that part up and eventually start getting into their own system. I designed it so that by simple modification, it could be, set up down as Juno, and the next step, which would have been daily updating, would have been done. And I wasn't able to do it. Consequently, I spent an awful lot of my own money to try to get the thing going. So it's something that I think
Well, Don, can
something.
You come up with a proposal by June 1 when we consider these other things?
Certainly.
Huh?
Morning.
Why don't we do that? In the meantime, the council, I hope, will be thinking about that. Our need is that, one, we're going to do something about the reporting services. I think that we agreed one or two meetings ago. I think we can improve on both services with computerization. Now, the cost, something we, of course, must consider.
Well, let me just state one other thing. I mean, it wouldn't be all that difficult for me. I've chosen not to do it simply because I'm not all excited about living in Juneau and I must be here full time. But all I got to do is get a printing press in Juneau and I can put my report out daily. The legislature wanted that much every day. And bill reported out, whatever happens that evening, I had it ready on the desk the next day, you'd have your update sheets. That type of thing. But I got a letter from Joe some time ago during the session, which he criticized the way the reports were put on everybody's desk and all the trouble that was gone through and the computer system, which I didn't even have a contract for, other than just the index that was part of my system. And I fully agree. I think maybe there ought to be my legislative report maybe next year, if you still want to go for it, ought to be in each committee room. And there ought to be one or two on the floor for access. There ought to be one in the clerk's office and those kind of things. But I've got a very difficult thing to figure out, because I still service National Bank of Alaska, and they're interested in this detail, and yet, I can't get that much detail on a computer without spending thousands of dollars, so I, have to kind of balance in between or still make a living out of it.
Well, why don't you give us a proposal by
Mr.
June 1?
Chairman, I think we ought to ask him for a proposal to strictly work for us, as well as a proposal for the joint commercial and public combination. I'm not sure, again, if I want National Bank to ask other people to get the benefit of some of our expenditures. We may all want.
And let me just say one other thing. Let me give you an idea of what I go through on the batteries. I was spending about an hour and a half a day per legislative session. That was, in effect, I'm sure you all know that the journal was my source of input from the reports, right? The journals. The movie system takes long and short and keeps track. It took me about an hour and a half to an hour, depending on the volume that you guys went through, to get one day's activity coded so that you then keep on to put on the computer. So you can see that in the space of a 5-day week, we're talking about 2 hours, that many hours, just for me to physically put it on this coding sheet that Joe talks about, by number and all this information. And again, that was a pretty basic system. And you can train people.
Do you have any objection, Mr. Chairman, to going both ways?
No, I think that's fine.
The idea of all this paperwork to hunt through has never been my idea of the most modern system. The idea where you can punch and get something on video, whatever you want. If you want a particular thing, you get that. If you don't, get another pile of other stuff that you don't want. I haven't any idea of cost. That's the only thing that bothers me, is that I don't want to spend $1 million to get this information. But, you talk about having this information on June 1. Is there some imperative reason why we have to make up our mind that soon on it? I'd like to see a lot more work done. on what's the best way to do it and make sure we got all the costs figured.
Well, either way,
and whether we contract it out or whether we do it in-house, I'm certainly not taking a position.
I'd like to have a proposal on June 1 as to what's possible, not the end of the contract.
Well, okay.
We can't ask him to give us put in a computer system without first authorizing him at least fees and expenditures to give us all alternative choices. That's all I'm saying. The presentation was good, but still we're left with, well, what are we going to do about it? What I want to remember June 1 was, now I can go down to Seattle and I can come to you with a cost figure that will do this and this. Or we can have a more expensive thing that'll do this, this, and this. Or there'd be, another alternative. I want the reporting systems improved, because I don't think they're adequate now. Well, they're adequate if you want to sit down and go through the paperwork like Tom says, but it's truth to tell, most legislators do not.
But Tom, just as an insight, that system that I had, those reports that you saw that I used, if I had that same program on the state computer in Juneau, and even without the terminal, which is not that expensive, I hope I didn't convey that impression that they have a video terminal on the keyboard is prohibitive. What I'm talking about is having all this massive detail. You're trying to keep the actual verbiage of the amendment on in core and storage. You're trying to have the big long dissertation of what the bill's trying to do. All of these things. That's where your costs come in. But to just go to the machine and punch HB39, right now you'll have a little screen and it'll say it was introduced by Representative Bankton, and all the things that have happened so far. And you can get it. You can also get it by sending a clerk over there every half hour with requests that people want. They say go to the computer and off the printout, the printer. It'll print that stuff. You can access for House Bill 39 without having a terminal too. And it might be just as easy to run across the street, pick up a sheet of paper and bring it back as to have a terminal. Maybe a terminal's fine. But you have to have your sophisticated gear that you have to have. It couples with a computer and then you have to have the lines and you have things, and they're not cheap.
I didn't get into my background at all, but I've got two master's degrees in management. I've taught in the management program for 3.5 years. I taught computer courses. I have some background in this area too. My estimates are based on extensive talks with the Division of Data Processing. They have about 90% developed basically the computer, a similar computer program to what Don currently has. So when I told them what I wanted, this is the information that I was interested in, and not recording votes and not that type of thing. That's not part of what the initial concept is. They said they gave the cost figures that you see on that report I submitted to you. It's their figures, and they understand what is desired, because they've got one. John has been working with them for about a year on developing sort of an expanded status of bills, which contains basically all this information. I also talked to the people who developed Don's program. As he said, it cost him initially about $1,500 to develop, plus a lot of his own time. But they said that they could take that program, which is basically the same thing we're talking about in my concept here, and develop it for an online system for $2,000. So we're not talking about anything near hundreds of thousands of dollars. Two states that I know that have video online systems, North Carolina and Tennessee, and they both spend on the order of $20,000 to develop their systems. And I don't know whether they start from scratch. They couldn't have started from scratch at that low price. They must have taken existing programs and modified them to suit their own particular needs. Just as we would have to do for any other state's program. We have to take their basic program and change it so it suited our particular situation. And so we're talking modification cost no matter which way to go, or development cost. I think my estimates are pretty sound. They're based on what people's understanding is. We know the field. We estimate both in-state and non-state people what the development cost and the average cost would be. If you want to change some of the concepts there, then you can change
them. Well, okay. Joe, since you're on the government relations committee or something, you'll be working with Donna. Well, apparently you both disagree in the cost. Let's try to pull it together. But the idea is, I hope council gets the idea that we continue to improve the services to the legislature. And I think data processing is a step in the right direction. I think it's needed. Now, how we go about it, how much money it's going to cost, whether we creep or jump, is the thing that we're going to have to decide. And we'll do that hopefully June 1, at least get a start at it. The speaker's concerned about the cost, so am I. But I think somebody's got to start the ball rolling, and today's the day to start it rolling. I don't know how long it's going to go.
Mr. Chairman, have I misunderstood in our earlier discussions on this subject? Regardless of the route we go right now, we apparently would be retaining both services through the 8th legislature. Wasn't that what we decided, or was you only talking the first session?
No, just the first session.
Because that's why
we're
through that about stage now. In other words, this summer, so we're going to have to make up our mind on that thing. And if it falls to me to be the one to knock out one of the services, that's fine. But we're duplicating.
It was fully understood by Ms. Hansen or Don, because it's at least the second year, and we were only going to give them that balance the previous year.
That's right.
Nobody's being injured. We've been bent over backwards. And as much as I personally favor Don's service, I know he knows that's the case. I'm sure Ms. Hansen wants to sit down.
Because there may be some advantage in the contractual. Even that might be, if we can get the information we want, and the contractor can also sell somewhere, he can lower the cost to us.
Well, if we can really show cost, that's what I want to sort of see from Don, what he can do for us, just working for us. And I realize that that's a problem. That's a cost, something I want to do. But anyway, that doesn't have to say that he's going to do it or not do it, but he thinks he can do it for either way.
Well, those things are way down the road yet. In terms of that. I mean, what we put in the computer is something that we'll all hopefully do.
Chairman, I would like to have from Don or whoever appears that we do have an analysis of the bill, because that to me is the most important thing.
And how the bill is amended.
Yeah, and how it's amended, and an analysis of the bill itself, because actually hospital so-and-so introduced by so-and-so, blah, 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 doesn't mean a thing unless there's an analysis of it.
Yeah.
Well, also,
Howard Scammon is next on our schedule. We're pushing our 3 o'clock date with the
one other thing, if Joe has this background, it's probably well that he'd be involved to the extent of analyzing.
That's why he's
sure
on. Sure,
some legal issues come up. You know, he's got the background. He had that expertise. He has.
I didn't come to talk. I came to ask questions.
Ooh. Howard's here by basically at my request, because I. Informal conversations, as a matter of fact, dinner in Juneau, I had anticipated the problems that we faced this morning. That is, how are we going to be orderly and fair with with our consulting and our hiring a system? I mean, I wanted to take it out of the catch-as-catch-can category. Put it on some kind of a intelligent, orderly basis, so that the money that was spent, the programs that were engaged in, resulted in something that the whole world could see. And Howard has presented some material to me. I'll make copies to you. But I wanted him, rather than just give me the material, to kind of brief you all on exactly what he thinks in terms of the government, the way this thing ought to be organized or handled.
I came to ask questions this morning. I wasn't prepared to speak. Basically, when this came out about 2 weeks ago, naming the end of the committees, amount of money for were in this business in the last three firms that you've been on, 12 to 20 year average, three or four of the firms. I'm wondering, now, how are you going to let the contract? Basically, I think what we're all asking for is really an opportunity to bid on these things. If you were to sit down at the Judiciary Committee and give me a contract, we're open all sorts of criticisms. I've got a corrections contract I want from the County Commissioners Committee. I'm going to be open all sorts of criticisms. So what Dick has in his hands there is basically a synopsis of federal contracting procedures. The federal government hires consultants every day of the week. What they do is sit down and plan what it is that they want to know, develop a formal RFP, request for proposal. That means that in the case of corrections, your committee would sit down and say, what is it that we want to know? Is our correction system good? How's our federal government system? They develop it into a formal request for proposal system, and then invite known bidders to submit proposals on it. There's some tremendous advantages in doing that. Number one, you get input from six or eight different sources, all of them have ideas on it. Number two, you're not subject to any kind of criticism. I just happen to have one with me. This is a contract. This is the kind of proposal that my firm submitted to the Department of Health and Social Services. The office down there did the study that they wanted to make, prepared the request for proposal, and six different firms bid on it, including three large ones from the outside. We were awarded the contract on the basis of this proposal. It tells you who we are, what our fiscal responsibility is. There are four principals that are involved here. My principal researcher is Dr. Harold Mischke. Who the statistician is, what his background is. Exactly what we will deliver on such and such a date, for what price. And I think that's the concern that I expressed originally. And I talked with at least a dozen of the others. This is really the first year that you people have allocated yourselves some money to do what is a really important job. Start looking in down at some other state legislature. They appropriate themselves tremendous amounts of money in interim periods to do evaluations on budgets and programs within the administration. When you get the Health and Social Service budget of $68 million or whatever it is, we basically going to start attacking. And these kinds of studies, if they're done properly, that's why all of us in this business is anxious to see you do it right the first year. It would be just invaluable to them. So I'm here actually officially representing myself and a firm called Cassie Associates in Juneau, and unofficially a number of other firms who are in this business. We're merely backup for the legislative affairs staff and the legislative finance staff. Good people would provide you with information. In the case of corrections, for example, you're probably going to commit some money to a study on it. And we would like the opportunity to bid on it, show you how we do it, and invite bids from other firms. That's all I'm here for.
Mr. Chairman, surely the legislature would want to provide itself the alternative to finding some individual expertise that may not be part of any one of these firms that you mentioned.
Sure.
That having this alternative is fine, but I think there's some people that are uniquely qualified that we're directed to.
Well, yes, in many cases, one consultant, I believe you have one for higher education as an expert. But when we get into the research, the contractor we're working on now, for example, 18 people, we're out gathering data in a team of three who are putting it together and reporting information. That's the kind of stuff that we're qualified to do. Some of the other agencies are qualified to do.
Well, Howard, before June 1, we don't know yet. We haven't had proposals from the committee, but the thing that Howard has submitted to me is a procedural method in which you ought to we ought to look at if we're going to hire consultants. So if we're going to hire outside work, and I'll make available copies of what he's given me to each member. So we get, if we go to a firm, that's fine. If we go to an individual, that's fine too. But we have suggested several consultants, and I'm not sure what they're going to do. And we got to have a procedure if somebody needs a consultant, if somebody needs a consultant, or the legislature needs a consultant, then we ought to know what he's going to provide us.
Mr. Chairman.
And that's all. That's try to get some order in this thing.
You know, nobody's going to like this very well, but I don't be like saying this anyway. But I just noticed the proposal was the nation expanded elk calls in the elk province of Alaska for the Department of Health and Social Services. Now, you received the contract.
Yes, ma'am.
And how many people do you have working?
We have three full-time people. We have one outsider, every guy with a doctorate in alcohol statistics.
And how long does it take?
It'll take us a period of total 4 months.
And how much is it going to cost?
Total $50,000. What we're doing there is a statewide record search. All the people who are doing the work are Alaskans, with the exception of the one technical expert that we had to get from outside. We got it because two of the other firms that competed on this proposed to bring five people from outside up here to take 4 months to educate them on what our problems were and where to go. We're using Alaskans with a total of about 3% of our budget moved outside. So we have local people here who are doing the gathering. The objective opinion is what you're interested in is objectivity. Objective opinion is coming from up here outside.
One question, two things. Were you responsible for that book, that thick that we got
no,
at the legislature?
No, sir, I was not.
No, that was a preliminary draft.
The preliminary draft was that thick. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
Who did that?
That was the entire staff of the Office of Elk that did that. And it's just got every piece of information that they have available to them.
That wasn't done by the consultants, that was done by the state
no, sir,
staff.
That was done by staff. It was a grant application. That's what they have to go through there to get $200,000 out of the federal government.
Oh, another thing, Mr. Chairman, I wanted to ask, not especially Howard, but I'm wondering if some of the areas that we aren't entering into as a legislative council, whether there aren't federal funds available. I think there are. In fact, I think probably in the committee that I'm chairing, there are federal funds available.
I just had lunch with Bert, I can answer that for you. We tried to break away a $60,000 grant from the HEW. And then Bruce Brown has been working with Helen Berman on that. There is a pot of money down there that can be given directly to state legislatures for entering studies. The feds are beginning to get interested in helping you to develop your own evaluation capacity. Who's going to follow through on that? I don't know.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is what I feel that, you know, legislative affairs should do, because I think there are about four areas in which we've chosen to work this year that federal money is available.
Well, it might very well be that Howard is a specialist.
Well, I know that.
An expert in federal grants.
Yeah.
Rip-off, if you want to call it that. And if we need that service, and we might, then we'll talk to him
well,
about
it. Well, I think it's
well
worth
service.
Looking into, because, boy, we could might be saving.
He saved the state a lot of money.
As long as they have the opportunity, one of the things that's concerned me is is both the administration and the legislature's attitude towards federal funding. $500 million known budget is what we know about. We have $300 million worth of state funds. We have 3,000 people that are coming out. We have $200 billion of money that's coming in here. We really don't have anybody zeroing in on that money. There's another $400 billion of federal money that comes into the state of Alaska that we don't know about, goes directly to private agencies. And I, for one, have been trying to convince the administration to do something about it without too much success that they bring again. But the legislature should really take a serious look at all of this. Something
that
you might consider.
Yeah, we will.
It's mighty important.
In a 90-day session?
Well, you can't do it in a 90-day session, but at the end of the study can be done in the meantime. So you have some real information.
So, we're starting to have a legislature.
On the lighter side, that thick alcoholism report, you know, a friend of mine in Juneau, who is a very strong environmentalist and Sierra Club man, bummed that from me. And I thought, gee, they're going to get interested in something that, you know, that they can get absorbed in that won't be detrimental. I found out later that you don't have indoor plumbing.
Right.
That's often the kind of paperwork you have to go through to get covered.
Well, we have a 3 o'clock appointment, I think, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Howard. I'll be in touch. I've got your phone number for stuff. You got to see what the cops have got on us. I'll volunteer my record. We can punch the thing on mine.
Are you big,
Senator? I don't
think I have one. They've probably never heard of one.
You got some other items that you want to the stuff I want to take up, I take up next meeting.
I have nothing.
Well, then when we go over there, that'll be the meeting day.
Yeah. Are we meeting?
We'll meet tomorrow.
Okay.
June 1.
Chairman, I do feel like we should give some thought to finding somebody.
Difficulty interim, I think. By the time you find it, the interim will be over.
I could find somebody.
Interim's going rapidly.
Helen, you want to make that phone call?
Huh?
You want to call that phone call again?
Yeah. As soon as I get downstairs, you won't let me call off from here. I try.
No.
You coming back here after your meeting?
Okay. Now.